Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning, this podcast contains strong opinions, rants, words, and complete and utter honesty. But that's not going to stop you, is it?
Hello! It's Monday, top of the week. Hi, Lulu.
This is our favourite day.
Do you know what? It genuinely is.
It's such a nice way to start the week, seeing you and lovely Imogen.
When we come in on a Monday, obviously, welcome
She's
to Loose
thrilled.
Lips.
Oh, yeah, welcome.
With me, Anna Williamson.
And me, Louisa Zisman.
How are you, Imogen? Just, you know, from a fly on the wall, you come into the studio to us two, and what do you think? Does your heart sink or fly with joy?
It soars. It soars.
She thinks off. These two chatting a load of shit again.
But that is why we're here, because we're here every Monday bringing you our opinions on the big stories of the week. And there's been some humdingers this week, Lulu.
I know. We were just struggling to choose which one. There's so many to choose on. Some amazing news stories this week.
Yeah.
This week, find out what made Anna ask me this.
Do you fancy Boris Johnson?
I don't fancy Boris Johnson.
And find out what made Louisa say this.
If you are listening to this, knowing that you are one of the incompetent bastard people that I hate, please resign.
Wherever you might be listening to Loose Lips, just sit back, relax, settle in, get yourself a cup or a glass. I say glass. If you listen to us on a Monday, I think definitely a glass of vino. I think the beginning of the week's always a shocker, isn't it?
I'm on Slimming World now, and wine is like loads of sins.
So oh, is it?
I've switched to vodka.
Why not? Can you have double the amount?
I hope so.
Do you know, I'm off wine
vodka
as well,
gin,
and it's really upset
just
me.
Just white, clear spirits.
Okay. Just anything will do. Just anything will do.
Thing is, though, alcoholics are always really skinny, so...
Maybe they drink vodka.
Maybe.
I mean, I think sweeping statement number one of the week, there it is.
Many alcoholics that I have
many.
Seen
well,
are quite slim, and therefore I don't know why wine is a sin on Slimming World.
I mean, it's a whole new topic that we can perhaps go into.
And I was like, oh, God.
No, no, do you know what? It was actually giving me food for thought, because I was then genuinely on a serious note thinking, because I do have some people quite close to me who have struggled with alcohol.
Thinking, and are they thin?
No, I was just thinking, no, they're not actually.
Oh, yeah, but so, if you're like a really bad one, you get the bloats, don't you? I mean, just casual alcoholic, like a social alcoholic.
So maybe they, maybe that's a whole new topic. Maybe you could shed some light on it.
But it's
from the alcoholics, which wasn't even on our topic list for today, but we're going with it. We've had some great emails and feedback from you guys. Thank you for listening to us and being so lovely. We've had some emails. What have we got, Lou?
We've got one from Ellie who says, "Hey, love listening to your podcast. Do you have any advice of living with in-laws and how to cope?"
Don't do it.
"I'm currently living with my partner and his family with my 10-month-old daughter and really struggling. Thanks. Love you both."
Oh, thanks, Ellie.
Now, how would you feel about living with your in-laws?
Well,
they might listen to this.
They might, yeah. I get on really well with my mother-in-law. She's great. So I...
Wouldn't mind.
But then again, having said that, and I'm not just saying this, I think living with my parents, my in-laws, anybody, I think has a short shelf life.
But see, I do live with my parents.
But you do, that's it. Because how does it, because I'm very family, so I actually do like hanging out with my folks, my in-laws.
I am obsessed with my mum and dad. Like, it's not normal. I know that it's not normal. And my mum is like my best friend.
It's not in all.
But you've been around. You've been to my mum and dad. My dad was there.
Do you know what? I have to say,
hanging out with us.
Your mum and dad are honestly two of the nicest people I've ever met. I can see why you socialise
with them. My mum's coming to the dinner party we're having.
Is she?
Yeah, my mum comes to everything. I literally do everything with my mum. It's not normal, I know. So they live with us, but they don't live. We have like an annex attached to our house. So they have their own house within our house, but we can walk through our house into their house.
That's okay.
And the kids, like, they've been away on holiday, my mum and dad, for like 3 weeks. And the kids are like, where are Nonna? My mum's Italian, so she's Nonna. My dad's Greek, so he's Papu. And they're like, where are Nonna and Pups? Like, they can't get their heads around it, where they've gone.
How does Andrew cope with the in-laws living there?
He really likes them. We're just like a big, happy, clappy family. But my house is always full of people. Like, it's never... I mean, it's the madhouse, isn't it?
To be fair, Lou, I mean, it's got such a lovely, welcoming vibe, your house. But to be fair, she doesn't live in a shed.
No, I mean, she lives in a really nice house.
It's massive. It's about... 8 of my houses put into one, and that's just a swimming pool. But I think living with my... Yeah, I think space is a big factor, actually.
You need that space. That is the space. That's the key. Yeah. I don't really have an advice of how to cope, though, to Ellie.
Do you know what? And I think sometimes needs must as well. And we are in a position, Ellie, where my husband and I, if we sell our house at the moment or we do our house, that we might be in a position where we might have to, you know, it's news to them, but might have to go into my parents' house with myself and the two-year-old. And I know that my husband, who loves my parents, will find that really difficult because he struggles with space and he struggles with having his own.
It's the space thing.
I think it's space, and also you know what, it's like alpha male, alpha female thing. There's one person running that home, and I think when you've got an in-law in, they want to do things their way. They do the washing their way or the cooking.
See, my mum's quite good, but I think because she's got her own house within our, so she doesn't let my housekeeper clean her house. I'm like, mum, just let her do it. She's like, no, I want to clean my own house, I want to do my own laundry. I'm like, why would you want to do that if you don't
can
have to?
If your mum doesn't want it, can you send a 15 minutes down the road to mine, because my house is like a ruddy pigsty at the moment. I always say to Ellie, struggling to cope with living in in-laws, I'm guessing, Ellie, you're in a position where you have to perhaps live with them at the moment, and like loads of people can identify with that. You will be struggling. I think try and get as many boundaries in place as you can.
I'd just drink if it was me.
I mean, Lou would just drink, obviously, vodka because she's now Slimming World. But I would say try and get out as much as you can with your daughter, and try and
get out just, every day. Just try get out.
Yeah, and maybe you could have a bit of a kind of deal with your in-laws. Like, if you wanted to have some space one night to just cook for you and your hubby or your partner, and maybe they could go out. Maybe just sort of have. Do you know what? I think the main thing is just communicate. Just talk. If you're not happy, just tell them, because I bet they'll want to know. And sometimes they do need to know.
I bet they won't.
Well, anyway. Sometimes they need to back off. We've had another email in from Sinead. Hi, Sinead. Dear Louisa and Anna, loving your podcast. Thanks, girl. My children are 3 years old and 16 months and still sleep in my bed.
Oh, my God. What the hell's going on here?
I need to get them in their own bed. My daughter is 4 at the end of November.
Oh, my God. This is awful.
We'll be going to school in September. Do you have any advice of how to get them in their own bed? Keep up the great work. I love your honesty and your views. Thank you, Sinead. Bless you.
Sinead, put them in their beds and leave them there. Yeah. I don't know how to put them in their own bed. Put them in it and tell them it's like a new day. You can do like introduce reward charts. We sometimes do a marble jar or a sticker chart somewhere where, especially the little one that's nearly 4, you can kind of say, you know, this is, make a big deal out of it.
I think make it exciting.
Make it fun.
Choose
fairy the bedding. Lights up. Choose the bedding. Make it really special and say to her, look, this is your big girl bed. You know, get her a special little cup on her bedside table and a little light, and start a whole new exciting routine, and do a reward type system where she stays in the bed, she gets you know, a sticker or a marble in the jaw jar. And if she you know, manages to do that for 3 days, like, set realistic goal, then she gets a treat. I try not to reward with materialistic treats, though. I try and reward I can't speak today. I try and reward with like together time treats.
Yeah.
So I'll say, like, you know, we'll go to the park, or just Dixie and I will go out for
like lunch
date, or I'll take her to a roller disco, or we will go, we'll do like hairdressers
or
have a little spa night. Yeah, at home. So that's, I try not to say, you know, you will get this if you do this.
And I think, yeah, because, and I'm in the position now with a two-year-old and we're kind of battling toddler beds and potty training, and I'm trying not to get into that habit of rewarding with sugar either, like chocolate. But yeah. People that use chocolate buttons, the problem is you do just get into
then
a
horrible... Then I think they get bad food association.
Yeah, I completely agree. So I think, as Lou said, brilliant advice, Louise Zisman. I think, yeah, make
like
it into...
Agony Art Central.
Yeah, I love it. Like, make it an exciting new adventure. Kids love new creative play. Turn it into creative play.
Anyway... Thank you for your emails. If you would like to email us, you can get in touch. We are at looselipspod@gmail.com. You can ask us anything. Or if you've got a rant, something you want us to discuss, then let us know. So this week...
That was the chair, by the way. There was a noise there that made it sound...
Anna farted last week and didn't make the cut. I'm gutted. I've got the clip on my phone, though. I might play it.
I don't know. Okay, let's just start the fess up. Anyone else on a Monday? I'm going to throw you in under the bus on this
no,
one. Louise, we have windy Mondays. I don't know what it is, what we eat on a Monday morning, but it's like...
Yeah, because I'm vegetarian, I eat quite a lot of like beans and pulses. It makes me very windy.
I had a bean moussaka yesterday and I am paying the price today. That commuter train in. Whew.
I text Anna, I was like, where are you? We're like nearly ready. She was like, I'm in the toilet.
This is what I love about Lou. Just literally the one word answer that came back. Shits? Question mark? Brilliant. I hope we've started your week off with my bowel habits, as always. But yeah, do let us know. Go on, what are we talking about this week, Lou?
We are going to talk about affairs.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun. Now, we've all had them.
Well, we haven't. Not all of us, but it's been massive in the news this week. Affairs. Boris Johnson, Bojo, has allegedly been having another affair.
He's always shagging someone. Well, it's alleged. We were talking about this, alleged affairs, and I would like to point out, normally if the papers print it, it is true.
Well, there's been an awful lot of front pages about it.
Yeah,
exactly. With one of his former director of communications for the Tories, Carrie Symonds.
I like her name, Carrie Symonds. It's a strong name.
It's very
sexy name.
Very movie-esque, isn't it? And then Anne McPartlin, as in Anton Deck, they were on the front pages of the papers yesterday. The divorce is going through with his ex, Lisa Armstrong.
It has been very quick, I think, all of that.
Well, apparently he has, according to the story, he is going to agree to... Because you have to have reason for divorce,
yeah,
don't you?
Well, unless they've been married for longer than... Oh, they haven't been married for longer than 2 years. Have they?
No, they have, actually, yeah. But apparently,
so they could just do a two-year breakdown type thing. I think that's what I did.
But I think it's been sooner than that. I don't know, but apparently for some reason he has said he will agree to admitting adultery, even though it happened after they'd split up, just to get the quickie divorce in. So affairs really seems to be the talk of the week, which is sort of what we want to get your views on. What do you think of affairs? And I was on one of my other jobs on Talk Radio. I was asked to talk last week about the Boris Johnson thing, and it was all about scarlet women and like, why does it always
seem... The women always get blamed.
Well, this particular girl, Carrie Symonds, that has been... it's speculation that she's been the one that's been having this affair with Bojo. He has apologised about it. We've seen pictures of him in the paper with his head in his hands. You know, classic Boris. Quite rightly, his wife...
I do quite like Boris.
Do you know what? Oh,
I do like Boris.
He's just
a
pantomime character, isn't he?
I find him quite endearing.
Do you?
I do. I don't know why. I've got a bit of a soft spot for Bojo.
I don't hate him.
I think he's
a buffoon.
He's just such a goof. And yeah. I quite like goofy. Like, I'm so not into, like, polished, like, you know, those kind of Essex boys with their fake tans and their bloody threaded eyebrows. I don't like that. I like a rugged man. Not that Boris is that rugged, but, you know, he's a bit rough around the edges.
Do you fancy Boris Johnson?
I don't fancy Boris Johnson, but I think he's an intelligent goofball.
Yeah, but he has literally been...
I don't think I would have an affair with Boris Johnson, put it that way.
I mean, I'm more...
Just to clarify, I wouldn't have an affair.
Okay, she just wants to get it out there now. I can see the papers to my Daily Mail, sidebar of shame. Louise has just been admits to fancying Bojo. Love it. I'm so going to put it out there. But he... I'm more perplexed about the fact that someone actually cuts his hair like that. Seriously, that's I mean, I can't talk today. I've got straw hair, but yeah, that is apparently. But his poor wife, though, Marina Wheeler, right? So,
oh, but she's an idiot. Come on,
why?
How many times has he publicly had an affair? Three or four times. All right, and every time she takes him back, the woman's a doormat. She's got no self-respect. she needs to eat. You know, it's embarrassing. He continues to publicly humiliate her and she's just a complete and utter doormat. She needs to grow a pair of balls, have some self-respect and kick him to the bloody curb.
Well, she
and,
has.
You know, well, she finally, has. She after has the now. Fourth time.
But I think...
I bet she hasn't even now. I bet he wants to frigging carry on with Carrie.
Uh-huh. Well, I do think... like him.
Carry on, Carrie.
There it is. But I think if you do give someone... If you give someone an inch, they're going to take a mile, right? And I think... And that is the thing. If you forgive once, they always, you know, what's the old adage? You know, a leopard exactly. never changes its spots. And I do believe in one chance. I do believe in a one chance
saloon. So if your husband, like, cheated on someone,
would I forgive?
Would you? It's so hard to hypothetically say that.
You know, but it's a really good question.
If it was just a drunken shag, how would you feel about it?
I mean, we'd obviously have to have chats around it and everything. If he was really remorseful...
There'd be a chat.
There'd probably be a few chairs flinging around. No, but if he was genuinely remorseful, I personally, this is not a free rein, Alex, to go and actually go and have
Alex
one night of
listen,
passion.
I've got a hall pass.
Yeah, exactly. I would listen to the reasons behind it. One chance, buddy, and then you're out. But if that had happened again, there would be absolutely no chance whatsoever. So I do have
and
my
threshold. And what about... I agree with you. Although, I don't know. I would struggle.
Because I feel like my past relationships
and with my ex-husband were very unconventional. Like in our relationship. And I feel like my husband and I's relationship has really been built on a foundation of trust.
Yours now.
And like trust and faith and like monogamy, which was like unusual for me. So I think that I would really, really struggle with that because I feel it's the one sacred thing that we have in our relationship.
Yeah.
And I really value that because I'd never had that before having a relationship with him.
Actually, great point.
And it's so sacred and so special. And I feel like it's our thing. And I think I'd really, really struggle to forgive. But I would be willing to, you know, open... I also think that people have affairs and you can't just blame the person that's had an affair. I think that often... There'll be things going on in that relationship and there's always a reason why someone does something.
Yeah.
Like, because they're unhappy or they might feel neglected or pushed out or, you know, lots of men have affairs when women have babies because they suddenly feel so pushed out and shunned and neglected and they're not number one anymore. And okay, they're selfish trots to do it, but they have emotional needs as well. And I think... there are always two sides, even if you're not the party that's done the deed.
Yeah, and I think that's true. I mean, I've got a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, that's currently divorced, going through a divorce at the moment, long-term relationship. She has put up with a lot of infidelity on the other side, which no one really knew about for a very long time. But she is the one that has found someone else and actually found someone else that is really meaningful to her. So that one time that she did it. But guess who's getting the shit in that relationship divorce? She is, because she's the one that has actually said, I've put up with enough now in this relationship.
I'm done. I want something. For,
and someone that's going to treat
me
with respect.
I was thrilled when my ex-husband had an affair.
What's the talk about? Because you have been the victim, I'm going to say victim,
well, do you know
of
what? It was, well...
go on.
Oh, I'm going to condense this. We were married. I split up with him first. And we both then saw other people. And coincidentally, we stayed very good friends. We're literally like brother and sister, my ex and I. And... We were out together just as friends partying the night that he met his now wife. So I met her when he met her and he was seeing her and I was seeing someone else. We were still living together, like co-parenting. We were like the classic happy clappy co-parents. Then we had this family holiday together and we went off to America on this family holiday and we were like, oh my God, we actually really get on. Why are we breaking up? We're married. Like, I really do believe in the institution of marriage. I'm weirdly traditional in the sense that I would never have a baby out of wedlock. Like, how bizarre, I know. But I want to be... It's why I've been married twice, probably. But, like, I want to be married. I like the foundation.
Yeah, that's what you believe in.
I like marriage. I do love getting married as well. I'm wearing the dress and the party, yeah. But so... basically, we went on this holiday and we got on and we were like, you know, we should give this a try. We shouldn't throw the towel in. So let's give it a go. What I hadn't told him was in the space of us being broken up, to sort of, he had applied to be on The Apprentice about four times and never got on. Yeah. And so I thought, fuck it, I'm going to apply and go on it just to like see if I can. That's the reason why I applied for The Apprentice.
No.
Anyway, got on and obviously then like came second and was runner up. And we got back from our holiday and I said, I do have to tell you that in 5 days though, I'm going to do The Apprentice.
What did he
and
say?
I'll either get fired very quickly or I'll stay the whole way. I knew that that would be the outcome for me. And he was like, oh my God, like happy for me. But obviously, potentially I was gone for like 3 months and I was then gone for 3 months. You get one phone call a week for 10 minutes. You don't see anyone. And so I knew in my mind that it was over. He was still seeing this woman, but I obviously didn't know. Well, I did because he kept disappearing for weekends away on his own. And I was like, oh, clearly. Best friend was like, you know, he's still seeing her. And I was like, I know, but I'm not that bothered. I mean, my life is about to get really exciting. And
So did you pretend
I didn't know. And then one day he'd gone to Amsterdam for the weekend with his friend Darren, and I saw that Darren checked into the cinema in Stevenage.
Damn that then, tracking on your I phone know, location then, settings.
And then my ex came home and he was wearing like denim on denim. And I was like, who the fuck dressed him in denim on denim? Because that is not his dress sense. And I was like, oh, nice shirt. And he was like, oh, yeah. And Darren and I chose it in H&M.
I mean, this does
and
scream
I was just
of,
like, oh, my God. Yeah. And then the next morning he was like a bit of a what's it to me. And I was like, I know that you haven't been with Darren, so stop being such a
knob.
C-bomb. Yeah. And basically, he then told me, and I was like, well, I knew anyway. So it wasn't that bad. Like, it wasn't...
Was he sorry? Or was it just one of those things?
I think that, yeah, it was what we both needed. And he's so happy now, and I'm so happy now, and we are all... I really, really like his wife. She is lovely.
I've actually met her.
How nice is she?
Yeah, she's
She's really lovely. Yeah. They're really well suited. She puts up with all his shit now.
You don't have to.
I don't have to. The perfect breakup. And his affair was a blessing to us both, because he found happiness and so did I.
Well, I think that's it sometimes as well. You know, that affairs, I think it's, I mean, often there is a catalyst for a relationship breaking up, and that is finding somebody else. And I have found myself in that position, or I've been with people in the past that have also found that. And it is difficult. You know, I think change can be really scary. But as you say, I think if it's handled correctly, I mean, not everyone handles it correctly.
Like, I did feel betrayed and I was upset about the betrayal, but I wasn't in love with him. And I suppose if you're in love with someone and then they do that to you, it would just be horrific. But then I think, oh, if that person's having an affair, what was going on in the relationship? Like, I wouldn't cheat on my husband because I'm in love with him. And I think that, hopefully, he's in love with me. And
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know. I really value what we have. I think people don't value what they have enough nowadays.
And I really value marriage as well. And funny enough, weird, before we even started thinking we were going to talk about this today, I was thinking about it this weekend because I've been married nearly, coming up with my wedding anniversary coming up, 3 years. But actually, in 3 years, my marriage, I say I really value the institution of marriage and what we've got. And I've never looked elsewhere. I really trust him. I know he trusts me. And I think that's the key, isn't it?
It's trust.
It's having that trust. And actually, when you said about, and you're right about it is like our thing, yeah. And it is. It's kind of
the one sacred thing that you have with your partner, that intimacy.
Yeah, and we actually had a bit of a deal. And I'm gonna fess up to this. I'm sure Alex won't mind me saying, but I think sometimes helpful. We pride ourselves, Lou and I, on honesty. And I'm going to throw it out there. Before we got married, we went to go and see a marriage counsellor. And it was brilliant because we sat there with a mediator. We both offloaded. I burst into tears, obviously, and we completely managed to
clear the air
and refocus back on the point of why we were getting married. And we've always said to each other, we made a deal there, and of if within our marriage, which we hope will be forever. Alex is Catholic; he's very into his Catholic faith.
Yeah, and he's Catholic, so,
of course.
And I'm not
Italian
really,
and Irish Catholic.
I'm not really religious, but I have to say there's something about the foundations of having a religious upbringing like that I do quite like.
What is Alex doesn't believe in divorce, and that is to do with his Catholic roots, his Italian Catholic roots. I'd like to think I don't either, but I'm also a bit more pragmatic.
I clearly do.
I said to him, because I was like, I'm telling you now, I said, I don't want to get divorced, but if you're shit, and I will not think twice about getting divorced. But we did say, and we've made a little pact, that if within our relationship we ever feel like we're not getting enough from the other person, or our eyes are wandering, or we're feeling attracted to someone else, to nip it in the bud before it gets out of hand. Because I also think a lot with affairs as well, and this is why when you said if he had a drunken night and a bunk up, I could forgive that more than an emotional affair.
Oh, completely.
If he was texting
there was
someone offloading.
And you're kind of, and I think you can even have an emotional affair without the intimacy.
Completely.
So I think that's how a lot of affairs start, that you kind of open up to someone and confide in someone, and
that
it's someone
is a bigger
that
betrayal.
Listens to you completely.
Yeah.
For me, like my husband discussing with somebody else how he felt or how he was feeling would really upset me, because I feel like I'm your person. I'm the one that you should come to. And I'd be really upset if he felt like he couldn't come to me with that, because as soon as you've lost that, I feel like you've lost everything.
Completely. And that, going back to my past relationship, that's really what happened. Opening up to other people. And I felt really betrayed with that. And it kind of, you say, it's a big value of mine is communication and trust. But just quickly as well, going back, just slightly boomeranging it back to this news story on this particular one with Boris, Boris Johnson. What was interesting as well in the news this week is that, we sort of touched on, people always tend to latch onto the women.
Yeah.
Women. So it was, we expected, my mum even trots it, you expected of men, or my nana always says that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes some people are so aghast when a woman almost breaks the sister code and instigates
so
an affair. But a load of MPs penned an open letter in the press this week condemning the way that Carrie had been treated by the media. Completely vilified. They've been trawling her social media. They've been, pulling up pictures, reposting pictures of her in, her uni days, wearing her bondage gear and all that kind
of
stuff.
But do you know what? The press are just like that, aren't they?
Well, I think they're going to latch onto anything, aren't they?
And it's bad because it is always the woman, and they do. I mean, the press are like freaking, I would hate to be, it must be so boring having to trail through someone's social media, like when they're at university and seeing them. I mean, like, it's like Kate Middleton. It's like that one picture they put
of her
in that
show.
See-through dress, like in a fashion show. And it's like, dude, she was in a fashion show. She's like, it's not a big deal. Like, get over it, But it does always come down to the women. I don't know why. Is it because people expect women to be nice and, pretty and innocent and clear, whereas men are all expected to be a pig.
I think society and movies and media has portrayed women as sort of being this seductress, temptress, and I think it's a really unfair thing. Men and women are equally to blame, and I believe the stats are very similar to do with, who starts an affair and that
kind of
thing.
And was she single, Carrie? I don't know. Was she?
I think so. I mean, this is the other thing. She's significantly younger than Boris by like 20 plus years. So they're obviously, boom, here we go. Here's a pretty intelligent woman, but is it fair that Carrie Summons has been sort of, it's thrown around the media?
No. It's
I mean, she should have known better. I mean, that's what happens when you get involved in a married man.
People have affairs.
Yeah.
Look, it's happening every day.
One in five and one in three admit to they want one.
Really?
That is the actual stat, yeah.
If they could find someone to shag them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a whole new ball game, right? I mean, what are your thoughts? Let us know. Tweet us.
Has your other half had an affair? And how did you feel? Were you relieved? Were you devastated?
Or maybe
what was the outcome? Do you forgive? Or are you a woman that's continuously forgiving? And why would you do that? I would like to know, like, as a woman, why? Why would you keep forgiving? Because it does not mean that much to you. I mean, sex, like in past relationships of mine, has been very easy come, easy go. It's well documented. And now I feel like with my now husband, that's why I feel like it's so special, because I would just never do, you know, now I'm old and boring. I used to be so much fun.
I'm old and boring too, but it's all good. But yeah, and perhaps maybe...
How nice is old and boring, though?
I love it.
I feel so settled. Like my
30s... Settled and secure.
Since I've turned 30, I just feel like I'm happy. I'm so comfortable with who I am. Like, I'm just done. I've got my shit together. Like, I much prefer my 30s to, like, my 20s.
Oh, God, yeah.
So much more.
And people tell me 40s are even more so. So, I mean...
Yeah, but then they say 50s and I'm like, yeah, now you're lying.
Yeah. So let us know what's going on in your life. If you have any thoughts on the affair things, maybe you're a woman that is in the middle of an affair, maybe you're in a bit of a pickle with it, maybe let us know. It's looselipspod@gmail.com. We are here to help. Right, shall we move on to our final well, before we have your rant of the week, which I cannot wait, and I know it's now becoming legendary.
We have to do a quick chat there about this destination.
What? Well, this is brilliant. So destination weddings. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, but this sort of caught my eye on socials yesterday. There's a bride that has been
bridezilla,
major bridezilla. She's been fuming a rant on Facebook after her friends refused to cough up $3,000 for her destination wedding to Thailand. She threatened to delete her friends on Facebook if they didn't pay or even RSVP. She said, when we invited our friends and family to our destination wedding in Thailand, only 9 people RSVP'd out of 150,000. Okay, I get it. Paying $3,000 to share my special day is too much for some of you. I'd pay for yours, but whatever.
Whatever. So she then changed the destination to Hawaii so more than 9 people could come, and then only 7 people RSVP'd because she's in America, so Hawaii is closer. But this is just cracking me up. But it is, everyone seems to be getting married abroad, having stag and a hendu. I mean, I'm guilty of it. I had 2 hendus, both abroad.
But did you and expect, a wedding abroad. But did you expect people to pay?
I paid to take my 4 bridesmaids to Dubai.
That's the point.
I paid for their flights and hotel.
If you want someone to come to an extent, then offer to pay. And yeah. I felt the same about my wedding. We had family coming from abroad to our wedding who we knew, we knew they weren't that flush. So we paid for their accommodation. We paid for them to come over. And I think, and it's so difficult. And I've got friends of mine that are planning 40ths in Vegas and all these kind of things.
I know. Like 40ths in the Maldives and all that.
I don't have $2,000 to spend on going away. It'd be lovely if I did, but
it's a lot.
So what are your thoughts on destination weddings then, Lulu?
Well, I obviously had a destination wedding. We got married in the south of France, so flights there are relatively inexpensive. You know, you can jump on a Ryanair.
I think yours is genuinely within the realms of acceptability.
Yeah, and also we had a 3-day wedding, so we hosted everything for 3 days. So that's food, drink, like travel to and from places. If there wasn't like coaches, you could walk to it. But people did pay for their flights and hotel. And everybody came to our wedding, but we do throw amazing parties.
You do, to be fair.
And we really made sure that we catered for everyone, like, more than they needed. Like, there was just endless booze, endless drink.
So people were,
we looked after everyone. And I think, I mean, I've got a couple friends of ours. They've obviously got too many friends, but they have been invited and are attending 5 destination weddings this year. No. And all of the hendus and stag do's have been abroad. I mean, my poor friend has been to Mykonos about 3 times on stag do's, and every time they want to do like the nicest things, all the expensive places. He was like, it's costing me like $5,000. It's so much money.
It's so much
money. I mean, it's so much money. And it's special to you, but it's not that special to everybody else.
It's just another bloody headache, yeah. Actually, if I'm honest with you. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not even about the pots of cash. I think it's the time when they're prioritised. Because a lot of people only get 4 or 5 weeks of holiday a year, if they're lucky. You know, if you've got children as well and you have to split up your holidays to do with school holidays and stuff. It's not even about the money. It's about the time that's taken. And I totally get it. I don't think I was a bridezilla. I hope I wasn't. But I think there has to be, I think we get a bit carried away with what we want. And I get that. Everyone.
And it is like your special day, but so nobody else cares as much as you. So you need to get over it and be realistic.
Well, I think, but would you be offended? And would you have been offended if someone said to you, look, I just can't afford that or justify the time off to come to your wedding?
No.
Would you not? Well, you wouldn't have been because you're not like that.
No,
But I wouldn't have been either, but I also wouldn't have expected. However, I know, I have to be careful what I say, I don't want to land people I know in it, but I know I've got people close to me that have fallen out with friends because
that's
of this
so
very
sad,
issue.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because the person getting married has expected someone else to sort of pay for the privilege of attending their wedding. So by way of wearing certain clothing, you know, travelling in a certain way.
I always think it's bad when people ask someone to be their bridesmaid and then expect the bridesmaid to pay for their dress.
It's kind of what I'm talking about, actually. Yeah, and I think, is it just me?
I
just think it's the height of rude. Well, I don't think so. I think it's good to have the option. I think if you say, would you be, you know, I think it's always good to have an option. Would you mind paying for your own dress? If you can't, then that's not a problem. We'll look, you know, if you have a dress already that works with my colour scheme or whatever. But I think expecting people to, expecting, that's the key word here, expecting people to fork out. A lot of people will if they can, but a lot of people, including us, just not in the financial position to be able to be, you know, as you say, everyone goes through phases where everyone's
getting
married.
I mean, we're going to a wedding in Mexico soon.
Oh, nice.
It'll be lovely, but you know, it's expensive. We've been invited to 2 weddings in Italy this year.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, but we haven't been because of kids and stuff. So we'll only leave them like a certain amount of time. People think I always ditch my children. I actually have limits to the ditching.
But would those people be offended that you're not going?
No, they wouldn't. But they're not particularly close friends to us anyway. Sometimes I think people just invite us because we'll get them a good present. Which is interesting.
Do you
because,
really think
yeah,
that?
I do. I think
How do
think.
You feel about that?
Well, when you don't know someone that well and they like invite you to their wedding and you're and send you like their gift list, you think, well, because like when people know that you've got a bit of money and then you like only spend £100 on the wedding present, I always feel like people have asked for cash as well, like I have to give them at least £500 because they know I can afford it. I know. That's how I feel.
Sod that, Lou.
Seriously.
Sod it. Why?
And I think that, no, that is true. And I think people think if they're like opening their cars, they only got £100 from me. They'd be like, oh, cheapskate.
What about you, Imogen? I'm going to bloody well invite her to something.
That's why I'm not going to these weddings. Right.
Anyway. I can invite you.
So let us know. Have you fallen out with anyone because of your destination wedding?
Yeah. Oh, this is the other thing. Going back to the present. Sorry, this other bridezilla.
Oh, yeah.
Then she went on to say, and this is all ranting on Facebook to her friends.
Publicly on Facebook.
Yeah, publicly
bizarre.
Shaming, saying that, oh, and while I'm at it, the wedding gift list I've sent out, you're all cheapskates because only the cheap items have gone off the list. Let's be honest. Who's with me? It's 9 times out of 10 a John Lewis present list. I always opt for something around
mid-range. Yeah, because
mid-range.
You don't want to look cheap. See, this is going back to what I just said.
It's true.
You don't want to look cheap.
You don't want to go for the 2 crappy egg cups and the teaspoons
exactly.
that are left at the bottom.
You want to get like the decent toaster, but not quite the blender.
Yeah, exactly. Leave it to the
English. No one really has gift lists because she's American. Most English people just ask that, give us cash.
Give us money or pay for my honeymoon.
Yeah.
Basically. But it's interesting, isn't it? Wedding day etiquette. Would you like... but this is the other thing. A bit sad, really, isn't it? That she's going to defriend all her friends.
Well, she's only got 7 people now coming. I wouldn't bother having a wedding.
No, I wouldn't worry about it.
I'd cancel it.
Poor guy. She's getting married to.
I wouldn't want to marry her.
She's going to be hard
She is
work.
Hard work.
Yeah. But anyway, good one. Like it. Excellent. So yeah, what are your thoughts on destination weddings, being bridezillas, groomzillas, hens, stags, 40ths, 30ths parties, feeling that obligation to have to fork out? And have you fallen out with someone because you haven't attended their special date, or have they just been a prize dickhead?
Yeah. I think, though, that also this is another chat because we're running out of time.
We are.
But, like, why do people just not say no more?
love this. I actually, as part of my, with my therapist hat on, my life coaching hat, I teach people the art of saying no.
I honestly, I'm just like, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to come.
You're really good at it, actually.
I'm just like, no, I'm not, it's not for me. And I'm so honest about that. I'm like, no, I don't want to, I'm not going to do that. I don't really fancy it.
Doesn't sound like fun to me.
It doesn't sound like fun. I don't want to do that. Yeah. Where people feel so like under pressure to say yes. Mm. And then they will be miserable doing something they don't want to do. I'm like, why would you do that to yourself? Just say no.
It's people pleasing beyond the extreme.
That's another subject. We can't go into that.
We can't go. Well, it's what we can go into now, though, because it is that time of the podcast. Can't wait for this. It is Loose Lips featuring Louisa Zisman. You know what she's like. She's not backwards in coming forwards, and we love her for it. Lou, it is time for your rant of the week.
Guess what's got my goat this week?
Talk to me.
Well, if you follow me on Instagram, you would have heard a lot about my window dramas, my house renovations, just generally almost every single thing that I've had done in my home has gone wrong. And this brings me to people having one fucking job. You've got one job. One. Just do it properly. Why are people so unable to do things right the first time when it's something they're being paid for?
I hear you.
Incompetent, stupid people.
Yeah.
Like, why? Well, I cannot fathom or get my head around it. You've got one job. One.
Which
just,
is your just, job and your
profession. It's your job,
profession.
Your profession, something that you should be good at and manage to get right. But no, these people, they can't. They just cannot seem to get things right in their life.
And
I don't get it. It's like I had mirrors put in my house. I've got a few mirror walls. Do you know how many times that company came to my house to do my mirrors?
Tell me.
Eight times.
What did they get wrong?
Everything. From the measurements. They would come and measure, come back a week later with the mirrors, and the mirrors would be the wrong fucking size. How has that happened? You have come, you have measured with a measuring tape. You have written that measurement down, and now the measurement isn't 1 millimetre out, isn't 2 millimetres out, it's 50 millimetres out. It's a completely different number to the number you saw and wrote down. How has this happened? I just don't get it. Like, how? What process? I can't understand it. I have pretty much always excelled at what I do job-wise, as I think most people should, because it's your fucking job, okay? You've got one job. If you continue to get that one job wrong, you shouldn't have that job. I'm sorry. You need to look for another job, okay? Because you've got one job. If you are listening to this knowing that you are one of the incompetent bastard people that I hate, please resign.
Or retrain.
Do something else with your life, because you ultimately will be unfulfilled because you continually disappoint.
Well, and also probably not making very much money because you're losing money and
having
to come back. I said
that. In my window company, every single thing they've done has been wrong. The windows have been the wrong size. They've smashed, you know, glass panes. They've put two big ones in small holes. It's not going to fit, guys. They've got the wrong colour, they've got the wrong dates, they've got the wrong fucking everything. Please, I can't cope with it. I can't cope with this. I mean, the window company now actually ignore me because all I do is abuse them. I can't help it. I'm so angry about it. I'm just so angry. I send this man, the window company, and then do you know what they did to me, the window company? The commercial director and the managing director went on holiday at the same time, and I was having major problems, so I managed to get hold of the man that owns the company, and I spoke to him. I was in the south of France on my holiday, and I spoke to him and I said, who approved that? Who approved for your managing director and your commercial director to go on holiday at the same time? I don't know. I went, well, it must have been you, because the buck lies with you, you big twat. Honestly, I just get so enraged about how stupid these people are. It's so frustrating. I said to him, look, do you want me to come and run your company? Because clearly you're incapable of doing it. I mean, why he bought that company is beyond me.
You get another job. Imagine it.
I could run that company with my eyes bloody
shut. Louisa's Windows.
And there's three of them. They go and play golf. this guy that I deal with, oh, sorry, I didn't answer my phone. I was playing golf. Well, that's nice of you. Well, I've got fucking holes in my house. Dickhead.
And there we have Louise's
honestly, if you check my blood pressure now, I'm going to wear my Fitbit next week.
She's looking a bit peaky, I'm not going to lie. Seriously.
It makes me so angry.
There's a vein popping somewhere. Anyway, incompetent people.
I'm
love
sweating and I've got like suede leather trousers on. I'm so bloody
We're
hot now.
We're still sweating again, aren't we? We must sort out this sweating issue. ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us yet again. That is it from us this week. Do get in touch with us. Let us know what you think of the podcast. And any comments you have, any suggestions you have for us to talk about, looselipspod@gmail.com. You can Instagram us.
Or tweet us. Use our hashtag looselipspod. And our Instagrams are @LouiseZisman and @LifeCoachingByAnna. And please, when you're listening, give us 5 stars in a review. If you're not going to give us 5 stars, don't bother giving us any stars. And please subscribe so that people can join the Lucid family. And we love it when you post our podcast in your stories as well, so that we can see how many of you are listening.
We are honestly, genuinely, we're so super grateful. We love you guys. Thank you for joining us. Lulu, enjoy the rest of your week. Anything decent coming up this week?
I'm going to see my friend's new baby.
Yay!
I know. I've got loads of stuff on this week, actually.
Busy week, yeah.
Busy. So we will be talking to you again next week. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
See you then. Hi, I'm Anna Williamson from Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast. If you haven't listened to my series yet, please do come on in. It is all about parenting from an emotional and mental health perspective. And believe me, we delve deep into the real, honest feelings, warts and all.
And as I descended the stairs, I just felt this gush of fluid.
Oh my gosh.
Like, leave my C-section wound and go down my legs. And when I opened my tracksuit bottoms, it was like black gunge.
So please do subscribe. Come on board. It's Breaking Mum and Dad, the podcast with me, Anna Williamson, and all of my very, very special guests. You can access it on Acast, your Apple Podcasts, or however else you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.